Mackenzie watched from 30,000 feet as the world unfolded below her. The endless shimmer of the Atlantic kissing the Florida coast, the sprawl of Miami glinting like a mirage, and beyond it all, the Glades. A dark, restless expanse that stretched into the hazy distance as she stared at the plane window. Her chest tightened with a nostalgia so sharp, it stole her breath. Damn, she'd missed this place. The pang twisted into guilt. She shouldn't feel this way. Not after landing her dream job. The last few months at the New York Times had been everything she'd ever wanted. She was an award-winning crime reporter with a byline in one of the world's most prestigious papers. And yet, as the plane descended, she couldn't stop wishing for the simpler days at the Miami Herald, even if it was now just a digital shadow of its former self. She sighed, pressing her forehead against the window. You couldn't have everything, right? She was grateful for all she'd accomplished, truly. But as the familiar landscape blurred below her, she knew a big piece of her had stayed in Miami, and as long as Reed was here, it always would. Reed Garrett, lieutenant of the Sweetwater Police Department and her long-distance boyfriend. They'd barely spoken in 2 months, not for lack of trying. Reed had been neck-deep in a high-profile case, and she'd been unraveling a political scandal with far-reaching consequences. Their conversations had dwindled to hurried snippets at odd hours until they'd all but given up on a regular schedule. Which was why she was here now. Her editor at the Times wasn't thrilled, but Kenzie knew this visit was non-negotiable. If she didn't dedicate some time to their relationship, it wouldn't survive. And the only thing she valued more than her career was Reed. The plane landed with a jolt, brakes screaming as it slowed to a stop. Kenzie waited for the cabin lights to flicker on before standing to retrieve her carry-on. Her pulse quickened at the thought of seeing him again. Would he welcome her with open arms? Would he be more reserved, cautious, unsure of where they stood? 3 months was a long time to be away. Long enough to forget the intimacy they'd shared before she left. Long enough to wonder if things would ever be the same. If she was ever coming home. Reed hadn't visited her in New York, his way of letting her carve her own path. She pictured him now, sitting on the deck of his stilt house in the Glades, the amber light of the setting sun spilling over the swamp, the swish of an alligator's tail, the distant cry of a bald eagle, the brackish scent of water winding through sawgrass and mangroves. An idyllic setting, a calming contrast to the gritty mayhem of the city. The cabin doors finally opened, and the passengers began to disembark. Kenzie heaved a nervous sigh, gripping her bag tightly. Guess she was about to find out. This was it, the moment she'd been waiting for. Heart thumping, she raised a hand and rapped on Reed's door. He still didn't have a doorbell, even with remodeling, preferring the more natural sound of knocking. Out here in the South Florida Glades, where unnatural sounds were jarring, it made sense. She heard heavy footsteps, and then the door swung open,